Baptist history this morning, and most of us know the name William Carey. William Carey is considered the father of modern missions, and really William Carey, through his preaching and teaching, kind of changed the whole world as far as the missionary outreach that the world was ignoring. And William Carey was a great man, a very uneducated man, but a brilliant man. And even though he was uneducated, William Carey, of course, he was in India, and he would translate the Bible into 34 different Asian languages. Really an amazing feat if you think about it. And but this morning I want to talk about something that, you know, we don't think about a lot, and that is that he and his partner, who was his fellow laborer there in India, Dr. John Thomas, who was a medical doctor, they served the Lord for many years. William Carey served the Lord for 6 years in India before he saw his first soul saved. And Dr. Thomas labored there in India for 16 years before he saw his first soul saved. And the hardship these men went through, William Carey, of course, he lost three children on the mission field. Three of his children died. His wife actually became insane. Literally insane through their time there because of the loss of her children and having to live in that land. And so he went through a very, very difficult time, and it was hard and discouraging. If you imagine being a missionary and having to wait 6 years and all those years of working before you see one saved. But one day, a man, an Indian man named Krishna Pal, P-A-L, he was a carpenter. He fell. He broke his arm. And Dr. Thomas, Dr. Carey's, that worked with Dr. Carey, William Carey, he was called to set the arm, and he did. He came, and he did what he needed to do for the arm. And then after he was done, he went out into the village. He backed out of the house, went into the village there where he had set that man's arm, fixed his broken arm. And he preached the gospel for a time in the streets there. And he was very strong in his preaching. John Thomas was a great missionary of his own right. And he told them about the folly of idolatry, and which is the main Hindu religion, of course, all the gods that they worship. And he proclaimed to them the great truths of Christianity there in that village. Krishna, the man who had set his arm, was deeply moved and moved to tears, and he accepted the invitation to come and talk to the missionaries afterwards. And in just a little time, he was saved, and he openly renounced his idolatry and the caste system there in India, and he professed his faith in Jesus Christ. Now, he then went back and told his wife and his daughter, and they too were saved. And the three of them offered themselves for believers' baptism. And they set the baptism date to be about a month later in December. And, of course, the news of this conversion, this is the first time an Indian is saved, perhaps in world history. And the news of this conversion just swept through the area. And the natives became very, very stirred up and restless about this. And Cathcart, the Baptist historian, says that Krishna was besieged by a mob of over 2,000 people. Can you imagine this? 2,000 people came and grabbed him and drug him to the magistrate. They were screaming and throwing things at him and dragging him through the streets. I'm sure he thought he was going to die. He didn't. They drug him to the magistrate. And amazingly, the magistrate immediately released him and commended him for taking this step of salvation. And he commanded the mob to disperse. The magistrate placed a guard at his house, and he even told the missionaries that he would give them an armed protection during the baptism service if they needed it. Well, his wife and daughter, they saw all this controversy, all this out of control mob, and they faltered in their faith, and they postponed their baptism. So they left Krishna, her husband and father, alone to venture forth with William Carey into the water that day. And in the presence of the governor of India and thousands of Portuguese and Indian natives, Dr. Carey walked down into the Ganges River. with his eldest son Felix and Krishna. And he explained when he got in the water that it wasn't the water of the river that washed away their sins. And you remember he made it very clear because the Ganges River is a sacred river in India. And he wanted to make, of course, that very clear to the crowd that was gathered. It wasn't the water that was washing away Krishna, that had washed away Krishna's sins, but it was only the blood of Jesus. And at that point, he baptized both of them. Cathcart says that everyone was so moved that even the governor wept. And so on that day, December 28th, it was a Sunday, just like today, December 28th, 1800, the wall of partition was broken down for the first time in history. And that evening, that church was able to celebrate the Lord's Supper for the first time. And so just a wonderful time, wonderful moment in Baptist history and really in history of all time. And for the next 20 years, Krishna Paul preached the gospel until his death in 1822. He became a great preacher, used of the Lord. He actually pastored three churches at the same time until his death. He was a hymn writer. He wrote several wonderful hymns, and I wanted to read some of the verses to one of them to you, but a couple of hymns he wrote were Shipwrecked. Shipwrecked Sinner, Looking to Jesus was one title. Salvation by the Blood of Christ, these are the names of some of his hymns. But one of the hymns says this: O thou, my soul, forget no more the friend who all thy misery bore. Let every idol be forgot, but O my soul, forget him not. Jesus for thee a body takes, thy guilt assumes, thy fetters breaks, discharging all thy dreadful debt, and canst thou e'er such love forget? And just a man that God used. It was the first fruits of Dr. Carey and Dr. Thomas. And so I thank the Lord for these men that persevere, and our missionaries that persevere, and through great discouragement, I'm sure, and disappointment, and disappointment after disappointment, and sometimes wondering if God is even there with them. But it just reminds me, it really does remind me to pray for our missionaries who think about this time of year, away from their families, in a strange land, many of them, serving the Lord. And I want to thank the Lord for those that are serving the Lord overseas, and let's don't forget to pray for them, even through a simple thing like, you know, Christmas and the lack of ability to be home with their loved ones and the disappointments on the mission field that they face. And so this morning I just want to tell that story of Krishna Paul and his conversion.